Burger King bought bulletproof vest.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
They sure would look good, and it'd help our business, too.
What would?
Station caps.
Sam, we ain't going to do that again. Now, that's a plumb waste of money. Besides, station attendants don't wear uniforms anymore, much less caps.
Well, that's why it'd make us different.
I already bought you a black leather bow tie, and you don't never wear it.
Well, that's because it's so pretty. I just wear it to church. Now, when it gets a little scuffed, I'll wear it up here at the station. But now, station caps would
Sam,
be...
Sam, just forget it.
Burger King bought bulletproof vests.
They did what?
They bought bulletproof vests.
For their employees?
No, for the police in New York.
What are you talking about?
It's all right here in this news magazine.
Where?
Right there.
Let's see that. Last week in New York City, the Glitterati, whatever that means, got together to help buy bulletproof vests for the city's police, because the financially strapped city claims it cannot afford them. Claudette Colbert, Phyllis Newman, Lauren Bacall, and Brooke Shields were on hand for a $24 a seat variety show at the Schubert Theater. I thought you said the Burger King bought them.
Read the bottom part.
Let's see. It was enough to buy 1,200 vests, largely because the sponsor of the show, the Burger King restaurant chain, kicked in $130,000.
I bet McDonald's would buy hats for us.
Sam, the Burger King thing was for city employees. Now, that's different.
Let's check with the Tasty Freeze.
Sam, we're a private business.
Hey, Leon.
Hey, Sam, what's happening?
The Burger King bought 1,200 bulletproof vests.
Golly.
Yeah, I'm going to get them, or McDonald's maybe, to get us some hats.
Well, what would you want a bulletproof hat for?
No, Leon, I want station caps for me and Jesse.
They don't need to be bulletproof, just washable.
Leon, I just about had Jesse talked into this.
Sam, you never had me talk into it.
When you get your bulletproof hats, I want one for Uncle Cedar. He's scared to walk to the barn during their season.
It's all them Yankee hunters, ain't it?
They shot his big old white sow last year.
I remember that.
Said they thought it was an albino deer on its knees.
Your Uncle Seedy needs a suit of armor out where he lives during deer season, don't he?
They shot his banny rooster one year, claimed to thought it was a wood grouse.
What's a wood grouse?
I don't know. That's what they said they thought it was. What's Burger King need with all them bulletproof vestes? It's cause hamburgers is so high?
It was for the police, Leon.
What was?
The bulletproof jackets.
Oh, the bulletproof hats is for Burger King.
Leon, now they was...
Did you know our police caught 3 guys and they's all supposed to be one?
What are you talking about?
Little Rock police sent our police 3 pictures of that guy up there that robbed that chain link fence company.
Yeah? 3 pictures?
Yeah, three shots. A picture of his left side and his right side and his front.
Yeah, I seen them at the post office.
Well, our police called Little Rock and said they'd arrested all 3 fellers.
Now, if the New York police is as good as ours, they wouldn't need them vests.